Chapter 1. The Subtle Faculty. To watch John Berger, house detective, track the shoppers wandering the first floor of a department store on Manhattan's Upper East Side is to witness attention in action. In a nondescript black suit, white shirt and red tie, walkie-talkie in hand, John moves perpetually, his focus always riveted on one or another shopper. Call him the eyes of the store. It's a daunting challenge. There are more than 50 shoppers on his floor at any one time, drifting from one jewelry counter to the next, perusing the Valentino scarves, sorting through the Prada pouches. As they browse the goods, John browses them. John waltzes among the shoppers, a study in Brownian motion. For a few seconds, he stands behind a purse counter, his eyes glued to a prospect, then flits to a vantage point by the door, only to glide to a corner where a perch allows him a circumspect look at a potentially suspicious trio. While customers see only the merchandise, oblivious to John's watchful eye, he scrutinizes them all. There's a saying in India, when a pickpocket meets a saint, all he sees are the pockets. In any crowd, what John would see are the pickpockets. His gaze roams like a spotlight. I can imagine his face seeming to screw up into a giant ocular orb, reminiscent of the one-eyed Cyclops. John is focus embodied. What does he scan for? It's a way their eyes move or a motion in their body that tips him off to the intention to pilfer, John tells me. Or those shoppers bunched together, or the one furtively glancing around. I've been doing this so long, I just know the signs, he says. As John zeroes in on one shopper among the 50, he manages to ignore the other 49 and everything else, a feat of concentration amid a sea of distraction. Such panoramic awareness, alternating with his constant vigilance for a telling but rare signal, demands several varieties of attention: sustained attention, alerting, orienting, and managing all that, each based in a distinctly unique web of brain circuitry and each an essential mental tool. John's sustained scan for a rare event represents one of the very first facets of attention to be studied scientifically. Analysis of what helps us stay vigilant started during World War II, spurred on by the military's need to have radar operators who could stay at peak alert for hours, and by finding that they missed more signals toward the end of their watch as attention lagged. At the height of the Cold War, I remember visiting a researcher who had been commissioned by the Pentagon to study vigilance levels during sleep deprivation lasting 3 to 5 days, about how long it estimated the military officers deep in some bunker would need to stay awake during World War III. Fortunately, his experiment never had to be tested against hard reality, although his encouraging finding was that even after 3 or more sleepless nights, people could pay keen attention if their motivation was high enough. But if they didn't care, they would nod off immediately. In very recent years, the science of attention has blossomed far beyond vigilance. That science tells us these skills determine how well we perform any task. If they are stunted, we do poorly. If muscular, we can excel. Our very nimbleness in life depends on this subtle faculty. While the link between attention and excellence remains hidden most of the time, it ripples through almost everything we seek to accomplish. This supple tool embeds within countless mental operations. A short list of some basics includes comprehension, memory, learning, sensing how we feel and why, reading emotions in other people, and interacting smoothly. Surfacing this invisible factor in effectiveness lets us better see the benefits of improving this mental faculty, and better understanding just how to do that. Through an optical illusion of the mind, we typically register the end products of attention. Our ideas, good and bad, a telling wink or inviting smile, the whiff of morning coffee, without noticing the beam of awareness itself. Though it matters enormously for how we navigate life, attention in all its varieties represents a little noticed and underrated mental asset. My goal here is to spotlight this elusive and underappreciated mental faculty in the mind's operations and its role in living a fulfilling life.